There's a couple more coming, hold on. Well, good morning to all of you. My name is Jesse Dedine. I am the student body president down at Bethany Lutheran Theological Seminary. If you haven't seen any of our really cool flyers up around campus, we're having an open house this Sunday night. For any gentlemen in the audience that are interested in joining the seminary, we encourage you to come on down. If for nothing else, you get to hear a stunning rendition of the ministry life of, well, Pastor Paul Fries. And we're going to feed you. Ladies, while we don't necessarily extend an invitation to you, you can come down and eat food with us if you like. But if you know gentlemen in your life, boyfriends, husbands, uncles, fathers, cousins, and you think that they would make good pastors, send them down. They can find out what we're all about, and I promise we'll put them to good work if they come and join us. So again, that's this Sunday, the 24th of February, starting at 5:30 p.m. down at the seminary. Thank you.
Our lesson this morning is recorded in the Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the 5th chapter, the 15th through 20th verses. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Word of God. Fellow redeemed, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Our text begins with the words, see then that you, and so on, which is to say, therefore, see to it. And that means that what comes next follows from what went before. And what is said before? And what is said before this? St. Paul has been contrasting in this chapter the walk in light and the walk in darkness. And he reminds his audience, the Ephesians, that they were once those who dwelt in the darkness. It's as Isaiah has written, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And what is that light? Well, St. Paul writes in this chapter, "Walk in love as Christ has loved us and given himself for us." He says, "Walk as children of light." And he says, "Christ will give you light." Now, the context for all this is, first of all, that it follows from the theme from the first Sunday in Lent, and also from the Sunday before that. The theme of the first Sunday in Lent is taken from the gospel account of our Lord being tempted in the wilderness at the beginning of his ministry. And the Sunday before that was the gospel account of our Lord's baptism, when our Lord submitted to John's baptism, which was a baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And thus our Lord was putting himself in our place, becoming a sinner for us. And then he was sent out into the wilderness, also in our place, where he underwent the temptations of Satan and withstood them. And that is summed up, all of that, in the words of St. Paul to the Corinthians, "God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Now, these words of our lesson then, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise," follow from that gospel. From time to time, we wonder, and there's plenty good reason for it, we wonder if the world isn't becoming more evil. And I suppose there's some room for argument about that. But as we were reminded last week, it seems that the world was no less evil when God sent that horrible destruction which killed all living humans except Noah and his family. And that is the thought that St. Paul aims to convey here. These are dark and evil days, and they're no less true when Paul spoke them than they are now. "Walk carefully, therefore," he says. "Watch your step. Don't live like a stupid fool in a drunken stupor, but walk with wisdom and understanding of God's will." And what does this intend to say? The days in which we live are evil, just as were the days when St. Paul wrote, "For this day and age, what God's word says is wrong is right, and what God's word says is right is wrong." So to say that the world is very evil is, in fact, to have a very keen sense for the obvious. And they are the last days according to God's promise. The promise is this won't last forever. But nonetheless, this is now. Now, it's an interesting phrase that the apostle uses when he talks about redeeming the time because the days are evil. And perhaps one can very quickly imagine that being a great theme for a lecture on time management for college students and professors too. But that's not quite what the apostle Paul is aiming at here. He points us to use the time in these last days to make sure of our soul's salvation and to walk in love toward our fellow man with the gospel and with works of love. Make use of every opportunity, he means to say, to do good. Seize the precious hours of grace and use this time to strengthen the faith our Lord has given you and to strengthen your brethren. A good friend of mine, after a very serious illness, commented, "I have decided to make good use of all my bonus years," meaning the years over 70, or 70. He understood this redeeming the time, as St. Paul intends it, to make use of the opportunity. But in fact, all of us, no matter what our age is, are living on bonus years. That is, we have been called by our Lord. We have been made heirs of his grace. And indeed, if we believe that our lives are given and sustained by our gracious Lord, then every year here is a bonus year. And every day here is a bonus day. And the counsel of the apostle is that we use these bonus years and days to attend to the welfare of our souls, feeding them with God's word as we wait for the fulfillment of his promise, and to tend to others. You don't have to be old to realize that you live in the last times. You don't have to be the most astute student of current events. You don't have to be a prophet to understand that there is evil all around us. But more than that, you had better believe there is evil within us. And that's the evil of the old Adam. Our corrupt nature lives within us. Don't think about the bad people around more than you think of what is in your own hearts. And that's what belongs to this walking wisely. Simul justus et peccator. That's not just a unique phrase that you're supposed to remember from your religion courses here. It's the reality. It's the supreme reality under which you live now and until you are called from this world. So you live in a world of temptation, and you succumb to it, and you flee to the forgiveness, to the loving arms, to the light of your Lord Jesus Christ. So what then is the wisdom that we are to aim at? We are to aim at the surety, the certainty of God's word to us. He teaches us to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." And it's there that our Lord graciously feeds our faith. There he sets before us the object of our faith: salvation through faith in our Savior, salvation in the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what he feeds us in his written and preached word and the visible words of his sacraments. This is the only source of wisdom and strength for your walk as children of light. To him alone be the glory. Amen. For our prayer this morning, let us turn to Luther's morning prayer on page 167 in the top left-hand column. Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray you to protect me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the wicked foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.